Proclamation number 5009 of 28th of November, 1950. The path to God through Jesus Christ. The path to God is close via Jesus Christ but infinitely long without Him, for He offered Himself to serve as a bridge to shorten the infinitely long path for people who are separated from God by a wide gulf, who are so far away from Him that they would need eternities to reach God. But people's existence on earth is too short for this aim, and therefore the man Jesus, out of love for humanity in adversity, took a short path which was extremely difficult and arduous to cover but which nevertheless allowed him to reach the aim. He took a path through his love and achieved with God that all people may choose this path who want to follow him in order to reach God. It is a narrow, thorny path which only few people want to take, but Jesus Christ wants to be the leader of all those who trust him and abandon themselves to him and his guidance. And they only ever have to follow without resistance. They have to believe that He alone can help them to reach the Heavenly Father. They have to believe in Him who walked the path of the cross for them of His own will, out of overwhelming love for humanity in order to lead it to beatitude, which can only be found with the Heavenly Father. His path was hard and bitter, sorrowful beyond measure and unspeakably difficult, for He carried an enormous burden on His shoulder. He bore the sin of humanity because He wanted to bring it to the Father so that humanity could find forgiveness. He had a heavy cross to bear, but His love was so great that He laid aside the cross, that He went before God to ask Him to accept His sacrifice for the sin of His fellow human beings. And God accepted the sacrifice. He forgave all people who hand over their guilt to Jesus Christ and ask Him for His blessing, for His help on the earthly walk, for guidance on the earthly path upwards, to the Father, to eternal life. They can now reach their aim during earthly life if they choose the only path that leads safely upwards, the path of the Lord. If they want to be true followers of Jesus Christ who entrust themselves to Him in their weakness and guilt of sin. But never without Him. Without Jesus Christ the gulf is unbridgeable, and never again does the path lead upwards but always more and more into the abyss, if the cross of salvation is not heeded, which stands at the beginning of the path that safely leads upwards. And again He Himself steps into the path of the earthly wanderer, pointing him in the direction which leads upwards. But he who does not listen to Him does not follow Him either. He will still have to wander in darkness for endless times, because without Jesus Christ no ray of light will touch him and without light he will go astray. Amen.